I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's ETF of the week time with Tom Lydon. He is the president of Global Trend Asset Management, the editor of ETFtrends.com. And if you think ETFtrends.com is a place that all it is, you know, hey, here's a pick that Tom's making or what have you. No, go check it out. Go see what it's all about. You will learn a lot about ETFs from ETFtrends.com. On Twitter, at ETFtrends or at Tom Lydon. Tom, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. It's great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the Advisor Shares Paradis High Yield ETF, ticker HYLD.
Okay, it's the Paradis High Yield ETF, HYLD. I should tell my audience, if you like what you hear now, we actually have been trying to arrange an interview with one of the two managers of this fund, one of whom, by the way, is Ron Heller, former, I think it was an all-pro offensive lineman for the Philadelphia Eagles. But
yeah, I think he played for the 49ers.
I think at one point he may have played there as well, but if I recall correctly, I thought he was an Eagle, but whatever football team he played
football
for.
Football ETFs.
Yeah. It's not the ETF of the week because it's the Super Bowl and this is a fund managed by a former pro football player. There's other reasons here. So why is this the ETF of the week right now?
Well, a couple things. And we continue to have fun on ETF of the week, Chuck, talking about the different variations of ETFs. This is one of those few actively managed ETFs. It's really not index based. So there's a manager behind it, and both Ron and Tim have done a tremendous job. In the past 3 years, they have an annualized return of 9.5%, which for a high-yield ETF is quite spectacular. Not only that, Morningstar recently gave this ETF a 5-star rating, and there's only one other ETF that has a Morningstar 5-star rating. So with that, we're pointing out to an extent, the ETF world tended to be pure beta or pure index-based. Now there are a couple of these active ETFs that are really coming from behind the scenes and stepping forward and saying, hey, I can have pretty good returns from an active standpoint. And other research companies like Morningstar are taking notice. So in this case, their active strategy has not only produced decent returns, but also a consistent high yield. But on top of that, in a time when yield has been everything for fixed income investors, they've also been able to do this with a pretty short duration. So the duration on this ETF is less than 3 years, which during a time of rising interest rates and rising yields, having shorter duration makes it a little less risky. It's mostly in the U.S. There's a little bit in Canada, a little bit overseas, and also as far as the quality of the bonds in the portfolio, junk or high yield is lesser quality, but they've done a pretty good job of picking quality bonds in the B to double B area that have offered high yields and have been relatively diverse. So you're always concerned about the defaults, but they've been able to stay clear of that in their ETF.
How is this fund used most appropriately? Because, of course, we call it high yield, but the slang for that would be junk. So,
right.
And we're in an environment where we expect rates to be rising, which typically is not good for any kind of bond fund on the short term.
Absolutely. So first and foremost, and you're bringing up really the key point, don't go chasing yield. Right now, this is probably one of the most risky periods for fixed income in over 30 years. But with that being said, what you're making in money market funds or in treasuries next to nothing, there's even some risk there. So the important thing is understanding risk. And this is something you and I talk about all the time. The other thing we're talking about here is active management and fixed income might be able to produce performance that is greater than an index. So for just comparison purposes, in 2013, this ETF was up just under 12%, where the Barclays U.S. High Yield Index was up about 7.5%. Pretty good alpha or overperformance compared to a benchmark. And if you were offered up that choice and even paying the 1.25% expense ratio, which is extremely high for an ETF, you got what you paid for in this case. So that's something to consider. Now, you always ask me, Chuck, what does this mean? You know, where do you allocate funds?
Yep.
If you have a lot in treasuries and money market funds and you're looking for a little bit of yield, you can do the back of the napkin math. If you put 5 or 10% of your overall fixed income allocation into this, and this just remains stable from a net asset value standpoint over a period of time, and you continue to get this yield, it could drastically increase your overall income. So my recommendation is, out of your overall income allocation that you have in bonds, not in money market funds, consider 10%, but only hold it as long as it's above its 200-day moving average.
And again, that's 10 percentage points of your bond allocation. So if
Correct.
Your fixed income allocation is 50%, we're talking about 10 points out of that 50.
That's right.
Okay. So we have a better understanding of how to use it. It is the ETF of the week, the Advisor Shares Peritus High Yield ETF, ticker symbol HYLD. Worth considering, said Tom. I want to make sure you heard this. Despite a relatively high expense ratio of 1.25% and worth considering for 10 percentage points of your fixed income allocation, not your money market allocation. Don't go chasing yields, your fixed income allocation. Tom Lydon is the president of Global Trends Asset Management, the editor of ETF Trends. Check it out at ETFTrends.com, on Twitter at ETF Trends, or he's on Twitter at Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks as always for joining me on Moneyline.
Thanks, Chuck.
There's much more to go because we've just gotten started on the January 23rd edition of Money Life. The big interview is next. You don't want to miss it. This is Money Life.